Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
I'm here. Kevin Flynn's here. Super producer Chris Larson.
What I tell everyone.
We are ready to rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough.
Thank you, Aaron Tippin, for getting us rolling on great fashion there this morning today on What's On Your Mind. Coming up, we're going to talk about digital addiction. You know, there's a lot of good things that come from digital devices. There really are. But there's a lot of bad things that come, too. So you know, we need to separate the good from the bad a little bit and talk a little bit about the addictions to it and what they are doing, especially to our kids. It's just unbelievable. A new policy is underway at Shanley High School in Fargo. And the new policy is related to cell phones and kids using them and where they can use them. Father Kyle Metzger, who is the principal of Fargo Public, I guess it's called John Paul II Schools now, but Shanley High School, will join us along with Pat Trainer, who's joined us previously on this dopamine addiction that comes through digital devices that is very, very real, that there's a lot of data for. So this is something we're going to sink our teeth into in this program and talk regularly about. So we'll have one of those segments today. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment will be here. John Hinderrocker is, of course, the head of the Center of the American Experiment, a great resource for ours and have been for years on the program. They're now in North Dakota as well, AmericanExperimentND.org. And we're going to talk a little bit about this SRO situation, school resource officers, not being allowed in Dilworth, Glendon, Belton, Euland schools, Moorhead. I mean, it's a growing number of Minnesota schools because of Minnesota law and some changes to the law that were not accidental. Somebody didn't say, right, Kev? I mean, when you hear yesterday that the ore was removed and that, you know, a couple of little interesting things, that whole thing was a result of George Floyd. This was all, you know, school resource officers, they shouldn't touch a kid, they shouldn't, you know, you can't restrain a kid. I mean, that was woke with a capital W-O-K-E, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it all came in an omnibus bill, which are these massive, all-encompassing pieces of legislation that are like, you know, it's like when they do it, when they're going to shut down the federal government, all of a sudden you've got, you know, how many add-ons to the thing that you don't even get to read the thing. And that's what they're doing in St. Paul constantly with this omnibus stuff. And yeah, and now it's in there. And as we all know, sometimes it seems very easy to get something done. It's very difficult to get it undone. So here we are. And
here we are.
Tell me how this keeps kids safer. Tell me how this fights the problem that we're having in schools.
Well, the principal can call the police if there's something bad going on.
Oh, well,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
great.
Be fine. Yeah, just give us a ring.
It'll be
yeah.
fine.
Versus think of the worst of the worst, and we've seen far too many of it, examples of it in the United States. Worst of the worst with a school shooting.
Yep.
And the difference in the response times to an officer trained, armed to take out threats being on the property and one being called. It's apples and oranges. And then, okay, if law enforcement can't restrain students, you know, are teachers supposed to do it? You're leaving it to them? And again, we're talking about, I thought the sheriff yesterday gave some great examples on this. Anyway, it's Minnesota, so we'll talk to John Hinderrocker and see if this is, in my view, it's part of a grander It's part of the agenda of the left. It might have been stuffed in some bill, and they stuffed a lot of stuff in bill they didn't want you to debate, like abortion up to demand, and, I mean, they did all kinds of things to ram things through, and we've not even scratched the surface of how bad things are going to be as a result of the last legislative session. It's sort of like nationally, I feel the same way about the Biden administration.
I know,
the damage from the Biden administration is going to live on for decades.
And
you
these
know?
People, they never think 10 seconds past a bad idea. You know, could you think, let's just ask two or three questions about this. Okay, so we take the school resource officers out of schools, and then we're going to, but we really want to keep the kids safe. God forbid anything happens, you know, we're right where they're going to go. We'll be blaming the gun or everything else except the lunatic that does something like
sure,
that.
Sure, of course we will. Yeah.
But to me, it's like, can you ask yourself, okay, well, then what? Well, then what? And they never do that. They never think 10 seconds past a terrible idea. It's just, let's just do that. Awesome. It's like drunk people at a frat party. Let's go streak the quad. Yeah, that sounds great.
That'll work out great for us,
yeah. Those darn police, you know, aren't too rough on them kids. Let's get them out of that school.
The only thing I would argue with your analogy, the only thing I'd argue with related to your analogy is that, you know, what you described is frontal lobe issues. These are grown adults, all right?
Amen.
And they are doing this for a purpose. They're doing it for a purpose. It checks a box in their agenda. That's why they're doing it. So anyway, that'll be towards the end of the program today. We also have a feel-good segment today. Gretchen Stenchum is going to be on. Gretchen has written a book called Buddy the Dog, and it's going to be a whole series. And there's a great story behind Buddy the Dog. And she was recently at the Ann Carlson Center. She's on the board of the Ann Carlson Center. So anyway, she is a wonderful human being. We look forward to catching up with Gretchen Stenchum and talking about Buddy the Dog. What else have we got going? For our listeners on the Flag West, I did a ride-along yesterday afternoon with the Fargo Police Department and did a debrief on all of the homeless situation. And I have some thoughts on that I want to share and will in future programs. I talked a little bit about it on the local show a little bit ago. But I want us in North Dakota to devise something that shows San Francisco and New York City how to do this. And I think there's enough innovation, insight, love, care for humanity, smart folks that can get in a room and do that. And I think right now the city is sort of left to do it alone. The county's left to do it alone. The state's left to do it alone. Maybe there's some private sector. You know, get Steve Scheel and Ronnie Offit. And, you know, Gene Nicholas and, you know, I'm going to start naming names here and go down the list. Get them in a room. Get these people that have run and done things and, you know, Tom Wold. I ran into Tom Wold last night. By the way, the Larry Arn event, Dr. Larry Arn, was unbelievable. He is a really, really wise man. It was a neat night. It really was a lot of fun. If you didn't make it and you want to go, still plenty of ways you can find out about Capstone Classical Academy at capstoneclassical.org, but it was great. Anyway, I think there's a solution, and I want to know if you think I'm all wet and all wrong. One other thing I want to talk about, and I'll do that in a moment here, is property taxes and the tax bills. I have an example. Who's the worst offender for the increase in your property taxes? Would you say, Kevin? Okay, but which branch of government, which entity? When you look at your property tax bill, the lion's share goes to schools, all right?
Yep.
So that's, in fact, at mine, let me do some quick math, it's half. So our property taxes, yeah, it's half. It's, I'm just trying to do some rough math here, okay?
Oh, yeah, I bet. I mean, roads, I know snow plowing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
I know ours does.
Okay, so total
school
taxes.
Referendums, yep.
Total taxes last year for the Hennon family, $6,361, okay?
Wow.
That's our taxes to the Cass County. This year it's going to be $6,886. That's an 8.25% increase. But guess what? $319 of that $524 increase comes from, ding, 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 Fargo Public Schools. Now, I want to go over and, okay, I live in Fargo Public Schools. If I lived in the West Fargo Public District, they have 1,000 more students in the West Fargo Public School District than Fargo, and they tax you less in West Fargo than Fargo does. Fargo public schools are being mismanaged. And the indoctrination factory is alive and well, the Fargo public schools. It is a big problem that we need to handle head on. As much as we worry about Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, or if not Donald Trump, who? Right? I believe that with every fiber of my being. So we're going to spend a little time on that today in the time that we have. And, of course, this show is called what, Kevin? I forget the name of the show. What is it?
What is on your mind?
So if people have something on their mind about this or about anything else, what should they do?
Call me. Call me.
271-1100.
Or text us, 701-237-1590.
Which do we prefer that they do?
I like to have conversation.
It's just much more
talk.
It's much more human.
Talk show, not a text show.
Yeah.
We get it, though. You're busy. So.
And it's a Team Spirit Day here at the Flag. I have my University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux jersey retro from 1987 on. Kevin is sporting the TCU Frogs shirt today.
I should get my gopher wear on. I think I'll do that. Because
I would throw up.
Nebraska tonight. Yeah.
I would puke.
I didn't want to do that to you. That's why I wore TCU.
Thank you. I would become physically ill in a nanosecond if you were wearing gopher anything. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Hey, it's Scott Hinman for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around, going to keep your ride super clean just like my truck, and you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right, buy one, get one free, two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
One of my favorite cities in North Dakota is Watford City. Always has been. Just absolutely love everything about it. From the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park that's right there, which, by the way, I would argue is the best view in all of Theodore Roosevelt National Park. And then you have the epicenter of oil and gas development amidst all that beauty. Really working very well together. They jive greatly. It's just, and it's a can-do town. I mean, it's just, it's been one of those towns that always finds a way. It's so great. So we love Watford City. We, of course, have the McKenzie County Farmer newspaper in Watford City. I have my copy here, and I even made the front page for the first time with a little editorial I wrote about the Bakken oil industry and the local economy in a recent meeting of the, I guess it's the McKenzie County County Commission that got a little goofy. So read that if you get a chance. We'll talk about that in a future program probably. But the reason I bring up Watford City right now is they have a new lumber yard. Elite cabinets and building supply, lumber, drywall, insulation, all the paint and color match services. They have a design center to give you ideas. They'll put materials together from there. Lots of power tools, Milwaukee and more. And by the way, if you don't see something you want on the shelves, tell them. It's your local hardware store. And they're also hiring in the lumber yard, too, so stop in and apply. Elite Cabinets and Building Supply, just east of downtown on 23. And check them out. Exciting. There's always new businesses, new things going on, and that Ag Expo Center is just phenomenal. It's just unbelievable. All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind. Here's a texter related to the homeless situation that we were talking about earlier and ways to fix it. Listener says, if you want to get this homeless situation resolved, you need to get liberals out of the way because all they're good for is lip service. They talk a good game, but they do nothing about it and will do nothing about it ever. I think there's a large percentage of the liberal world, if you will, that is what I always used to refer to as bleeding hearts. That just there was sort of a utopia of, you know,
right.
Look,
yeah.
Just Kevin, you've got a little extra money there, give it to me so I can, and if I give this money to that person, they're going to be fine, right? And never really getting to the root cause of the issue, just thinking that wealth redistribution is the way to answer it. So I think there's a part of what he says is right. But I also think there's a lot of liberals that are honest and really, with every fiber of their being, in this fight for the right reasons and
right.
Really believe what they're bringing can help, and sometimes it does. I think Fargo has some hints of a policy that works really, really well when you've got actual, you know, they have up to six people that can be on the streets at any time saying, do you need a glass of water? Can I get you a bottle of water? Can I get you a meal? And build the relationship so at some point they can say, you're clearly addicted to something. Let's get you treatment.
Yes.
If you've been homeless for more than a year, I can get you a place to live.
Yep. Addiction and talking about, you know, all of that, it just comes to me. It's about purpose. You've got to give people purpose and hope, be it a job, be it a pathway out of being addicted to whatever you're addicted to, a purpose, some goals, some things to live for. I mean, that life, I mean, look at the Kensington videos from Philadelphia. It's like zombie land. It's unbelievable what's going on in some of our cities, not just here, and to critical mass in all of California and elsewhere. So got to do something, get some focus.
Another listener texted this note referring to my suggestion that we get some business titans in a room and think of innovatively. Think, is that a word, innovatively?
Yeah, think with innovation, sure.
Think with innovation, maybe that's better, about this problem. And they responded by saying, look, we have buckets spilling into buckets of money in North Dakota, and we're looking for private money to deal with a multi-city state problem. Maybe I wasn't very clear, and that wouldn't be the first time. But I was saying, use the mines. I'll never forget a conversation I had at the home of Harold Hamm, most successful oil man in America, had the most famous $1 billion divorce, wrote a check to his wife for $1 billion. While they were still married, I had lunch at their home.
Nice deal.
And I was down there advocating for I forget even who was along. Sanford Health was along, and there was a few folks down, Concordia maybe. And because Harold has been a benefactor of Concordia, NDSU, UND, and many others as well. And I was with a group of folks meeting with Harold and his wife, Sue Ann. And she said to the group, who clearly were trying to, A, build a relationship, but, B, get some money for a cause from a billionaire. That's what people do. Billionaires can ask for money all the time. And she said to us, people come to Harold for his money. We understand that. But I would rather people come to Harold for his brain. And it really stuck with me. Because maybe just building a relationship with that billionaire and learning from that billionaire or millionaire is
payment beyond anything you could actually realize of actually getting a check.
No question.
And so that's why I advocate for coming up with a North Dakota solution that's better than anybody, because I don't want to rely just on government brains. They do what they do, and sometimes they do it okay. And I would argue right now in Fargo, it's not horrible, it's not terrible, it's okay. I mean, they've done it, and they believe every day is better because of their efforts. So their heart's in the right place. That's the best way I can say it. Their heart is in the right place. So thanks for that comment. One on the tax question. What does the school plan to do if property tax is eliminated to raise funds if they can't collect it by levy? Well, there is a formula that they would come up with. The schools would still get money from property taxes, but they just get it a different way. I will say this, if that measure gets enough signatures to get on the ballot and ultimately passes, I would say it's going to be a challenge for any local subdivision, cities, counties, school districts, to get the money from what is being sent to Bismarck. And that's why when this measure was put before the citizens of North Dakota before, it failed, because there was a loss of local control. But to the listener's point here of what is the school planning to do if property tax is eliminated, it might not be eliminated, but it'd be replaced with something else, but it might be less. Now, how in the world could a school possibly operate with less this year than they did last year? How about even if these public schools stayed even? Wouldn't that be something? We're gonna do what we did. How many businesses did that during COVID? They said, okay, we have to serve the same number of customers, but we have less money to do it. You find a way. And so part of me would like to see that property tax thing pass, if nothing else, for a lesson in fiscal restraint. The part I don't like, Kevin, is they have to go hand in hand to Bismarck to ask for it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of a bad deal.
There's so many dynamics that go into the budget of a school. I can't even imagine and trying to, you know, wage those waters and navigate those seas. It's craziness. And it's about priorities. I mean, the wasteful spending we have. And I'm in Minnesota. Again, I get my own fresh hell every day with a headline over here. But, it's about priorities and getting our ducks in a row with a budget here. How about that?
Here's another listener. Scott and Kevin, our home went up $38,800. We live in a modest home. Since 2021, every year we've had a huge increase on our home assessment. Fargo is a greedy city. They brag that they don't raise taxes or the mill levy, but change what the properties are valued at without what a game Fargo's playing. And that's true, because they have a bigger tax base. Now, they would argue they have more police officers and more fire departments. But, our valuation went up. Oh, conveniently, our valuation went up 10%.
Let me tell you about my 2013 Chevrolet valuation when we come back in Minnesota.
Come back, digital addiction, a very important topic. We're going to learn a little today on what's on your mind. Don't go away.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
USA News Update. What was once Hurricane Idalia remains a serious threat as tropical storm hitting southeastern North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center is warning of flash flooding. A tornado watch was issued earlier for parts of North Carolina until early this morning. Idalia made landfall as a major hurricane in Florida's Big Bend area yesterday morning. Folks on both sides of the aisle in Washington are concerned for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He appeared to freeze for about 30 seconds yesterday while speaking with reporters at a speech in Covington, Kentucky. The incident is similar to an episode McConnell experienced at the U.S. Capitol late last month. Medical doctor Sanjay Gupta on CNN last night weighs in.
Obviously freezing, he's not saying anything, his face is sort of frozen in that position. But certain things like stroke or things like that are probably less likely.
Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious, we're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Kev, you were going to say something quick about your tax sticker shot.
So we have a, my young son drives a 2013 Chevy Impala, the latest. And by the way, the assessor has been roaming around northwest Minnesota all summer long. It's been, and they were here, you know, looking at valuations. Oh, what could that bet? I bet that property's worth more. And guess how they base taxes on you? That jumps up. The 2013 Chevy, apparently it's worth $28,350.
Wait a minute. You're saying they look at the vehicles you have outside to determine the value of your home?
No, the value of the home is going up. We haven't seen that statement yet, but the assessor was here, and he's been wandering. They've been all over Minnesota. But the cars, the renewal for the tabs came, and apparently the 2013 Chevy Impala is worth $28,355.
Oh, my gosh.
$28,000.
So different taxes. You're talking about the tab tax.
No, I'm talking about the tabs. But the property is coming, too. So they're looking at all ways to burn us out in Minnesota.
I want to ask
Kinderrocker about that, too.
Yeah, let's do that. What I thought you were saying is if I had a portion in the driveway, my house was going to be worth more. And they're like, he can afford it. Let's put this back. Push that up a little bit. Anyway, brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and I'll tell you what, today, Salisbury steak for lunch sounds pretty good. That's in Harwood where they have that brand-new car wash, and it is amazing. It really is. It's incredible. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Tater Tot Hot Dish, or Salisbury steak, pulled pork sandwiches to 12th Avenue and I-29, Salisbury steak, MP Avenue, cheeseburger, mac, and Glendon, scallop potatoes and ham in Yulin, tuna noodle hot dish at 45th Street. I don't know if you've noticed, but we've had an explosion of car washes around town, and you can get your car washed about every half block right now, I think is the measurement, and when you go to those car washes, you can't go in and get a bite to eat home cooking. You can't fill up your tank at a competitive price, so that's why PetroServe USA has the best car washes. I use them all the time. Going to save you money from what you pay on those ones that cost $6-7 million to build. Ask yourself how much money you need to make to build a $6-7 million car wash. So, pretty interesting. Anyway, topic at hand next up. Pleased to welcome to the program the principal of Fargo. I always want to say Fargo, but it's John Paul II Schools, Shanley High School. Father, Kyle Metzger. Hello, Father.
Good to be on here.
That's your title, principal, isn't it?
Principal, you got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right. And a priest in the Diocese of Fargo.
Exactly.
Exactly right. Pat Trainer's here, CEO, President, Dakota Medical Foundation, for round two of our conversations on digital addiction today. Pat, how are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, glad to have you. Father, do me a favor, just for a moment, walk through how things were last year related to digital devices and kids in school and what you're doing this year.
This is my third year as principal. So when I was hired and came on, we needed to bring kind of some order to the students' use of mobile phones. So in my first year, we prohibited their use in the classroom itself. So the students could have them out before school, after school, during lunch, in passing periods. But once they entered in the classroom, they were unallowed to use their mobile phones. That was largely successful. The teachers certainly appreciated it, eliminated some of those distractions. But outside of the classroom, they really did proliferate. You know, during the lunch rotations, the students were on their mobile phones and texting and not quite engaging. There was sort of a cat and mouse game in some of the beginnings of the classes, needing to remind students to put their mobile devices away.
Right.
If they did have them out in the classroom, we confiscated them for the rest of the day so the students could pick them up at the end of the day. So that's what we had been doing for the past 2 years. We saw gains, benefits to the school, but the teachers and I started engaging last year about, do we need to take another step further than that current policy of simply prohibiting them in the classrooms?
And what are you doing?
So the teachers and I talked a lot last year about what the particular vulnerable or problematic areas, what were we seeing from the students. And it's, you know, the common things that, you know, that are coming to light even more and more in these days. So we read some journals, some articles on mental health, on digital addictions, and we decided, you know, there really wasn't an option other than to just simply ban them. There was just no meaningful benefit for the students to have them during the day. We decided to begin this year, day one, with a new policy that at the moment the students walk into the school, their mobile devices have to be away. This includes smartwatches. So they could be turned off in their backpacks. They could be left in their cars. They could not be carried on their person, so they couldn't even be in their pockets. So the mobile phone can't be seen, can't be heard, can't be carried on them, and that is in effect until the final bell of the day. So on that final bell, you know, they can, you know, get their mobile phones. Of course, if they need to arrange rides, if they need to connect with their parents for pickups, practice schedules, they can. But during the whole day from the point that they walk into the school, no mobile devices are allowed in the halls of Shanley High School.
What has the reaction been to that change?
Yay.
Of course, that was one of our curiosities. I did speak to some parents, and interestingly, as the teachers and I were discussing this last year, a handful of parents kind of individually approached me actually requesting such a policy, which I kind of took as confirmation that parents themselves were looking for some additional support. So to announce the policy, I wrote a kind of a long explanation of it in our weekly newsletter that we sent out to parents every Friday. And after I sent that, you know, kind of waited what the response was. I was surprised that it was overwhelmingly positive. I received email replies, seeing people before or after Mass on Sundays telling me in-person phone calls. They thought it was brilliant. They were very happy with it. And they were looking forward to it. So I think it was an indication to me that in some sense it might be a bold move, but in another sense it's what people realize needs to be done.
Yeah, I was going to say, Pat, the reaction to that's heartwarming, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, some of the statistics, I know I could go on, and we just had a big summit on this with a MD psychiatrist that wrote the book.
From Stanford.
Yeah, Stanford Center for Addiction. Wrote the book Dopamine Nation about how we are addicted to our mobile devices. And I'm just going to give you a couple statistics because they're mind-blowing statistics about what this does to us. So about half of teens and more than a quarter of parents already say they're addicted to their mobile devices. Now, those are the ones that just came forward and said that. Many of us don't know, but that's who said. Three-quarters of teens and half of parents say they feel the need to reach for their phones immediately if they hear a notification. And health tip, Turn off all notifications. Turn off all notifications, and your life will be that much better.
Amen.
That's just one thing. And American teens spend an average of 9 hours a day on their device, and adults 7 hours. Now, let me just give you a couple studies. So the first one is about the fact that if you're on your phone, if you report that you're on your phone more often than not, you're 20% more likely to have suicidal ideations. 20%. So those, and that's self-reported, that, and there's study after study that connects it to anxiety, to depression, to loneliness. So we've never been more connected as a society, so to speak, but we've also never been so lonesome and depressed.
You see that?
So there's a direct connection. So thank you, Father, for your, and all the teachers, and because it's a bold move, and more schools are doing this, and they're coming to this conclusion.
That's very true. You know, as a priest, I went to seminary with a lot of my brother priests that are kind of scattered throughout the country, and so I'm friends with, I don't know, maybe a dozen brother priests who are chaplains of high schools. And so part of my discernment was kind of talking with them about what they're seeing at their schools. And many of their schools, you know, we have an advantage in private education. We can, you know, move a little bit quicker. Is many of them already had that policy. And they're like, Father, how can you not have that policy with what we know about digital addictions? And they said, you know, it goes off without issue at their schools. So it's becoming more common. I think private education is leading the way on this. But I think in today's world, if you're a school that doesn't have a policy in some ways significantly limiting the use of mobile phones, I just don't think you're going to get significant traction in the classroom, advancing on mental health and stuff like that. It's just too big of the boogeyman in the school. You have to address this issue with bold decisions.
The saddest statistic that Pat just shared to me is we're more connected than ever, and we're more lonely than ever.
That's so true. And, you know, we're only 8 days into the school year, right? So, like, what have we seen so
yes.
far? And to that point, Scott, one of the things that is very noticeable, you know, as principal, I supervise the lunchroom every day. And that was where the mobile phones bloomed the most, you know. And so the students would be, you know, texting, or they'd be scrolling on their social media. They'd be linking their devices and playing games, you know, with each other. But when that was taken away in these first 8 days, they're all engaging with each other. And the volume level in the lunchroom is noticeably elevated. And I turned to my dean of students on like day two or three. I said, you notice that? And he knew exactly what I was saying. And this is brilliant. You know, I have no issues with the lunchroom being loud, and, you know, because it's social engagement. The friends are talking. They're not, you know, taking the easy out. You know, you have a lull in the conversation. Well, come up with something to talk about. They have to actually navigate those social interactions, which, you know, our generation just naturally did, but they're deficient in that. So we're going to press into the awkwardness, and we're going to build some of those social skills that are being left negligent in the past years.
That's brilliant.
It is.
Brilliant. And, that's the fix.
It is one of them. And the other one I'd say is let's fill the airwaves up with thoughts of goodness, kindness, and because we're not going to get away from technology. I mean, we're not going to get totally away from technology, but what if we use technology as a device for building the human condition, building human interactions? You know, what we used to use it for was getting people together to fill up the room and interact, you know, face-to-face, because face-to-face interaction is one of the best things that we can do for each other and experience the joy, you know, that life has to offer. So I love the story about the elevated, you know, all the noise that's positive.
Right? 8 days in with a great story. Short break here. If you have a question or comment for our guests, it's welcome. You can call us at 701-271-1100 or by text at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. Short break, back with more. Brought to you today by MyPillow. The deals are on. Remember, hurry.
MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. And I'm addressing all the producers out there. Your tillage equipment, all your machinery, including your grain holdings, are all considered personal property. They all need to be funded into your trust just as well as your real property does. If you have questions on that, that is why I'm here. I specialize in this. Call me today before it's too late. 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Indoor air quality matters. It matters at hospitals. It matters at long-term care facilities, schools. Post-COVID, there are a lot of really interesting devices that are available. And my friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons have searched the world, literally, for the best of the best. And that's the ones that were installed in North Dakota in schools and hospitals and businesses as well are doing this. But you can, for a very economical investment, include that in your home. And H.A. Thompson & Sons can do that for you. So it's just an add-on to your HVAC furnace system, and they can do it. HATandSons.com to find out more about indoor air quality. It is a thing. It is definitely something that we're going to be living with for a long time. And why not? Get bad things out of the air and get the good air in. Back with our conversation with Father Kyle Metzger, who is the principal of Shanley High School
and Pat Trainer here from the Dakota Medical Foundation that is prompting us to think about digital addiction in a really good way, which is one of the reasons I love Dakota Medical Foundation, because you can't argue with it. I mean, I don't even want to argue about whether there's a digital addiction or not. That's pretty obvious that it is. You're doing something about it at Chanley, Father Kyle. What are you looking to accomplish? What's the outcome for that?
We there were a number of issues that we wanted to address. There were kind of four that I highlighted for the parents when we unveiled the policy. The chief one was just the distractibility of the phones. I mean, we're completely disengaged from the present moment when those notifications goes off, when we get a text, whatever it is. And so with our previous policy, you know, the phones had to be away, but they were in the students' pockets. And so in the middle of the lecture, their phone is going to buzz immediately mentally. They're now disengaged from the lesson. They're looking at the teacher, but they're wondering what the notification is. So, and then quite frankly, some students would ask to leave class, and they would check the notification in the bathroom. So that was why we needed to just take a greater step to get rid of them. So the distractibility of the phones, I mean, can anybody argue with that? So that was an academic concern. The second thing is just the stunting of the social engagement with the students, with each other, you know, in the lunchrooms, the hallways. Doctor, you know, you mentioned about how students, kids feel lonelier than ever, right? They're with their friends all the time, but they just don't feel connected and heard. And so taking the phones away so that they can have those meaningful conversations. And we've seen great improvements on that. Thirdly was just eliminating prudently avenues of drama or bullying that just kind of texting allows to happen during the school day. It doesn't solve it, but is it a reasonable means to mitigate some of that? Of course. And so let's take that. And then the fourth one, honestly, is easier avenues for academic dishonesty. You know, when you've got a camera. In your pocket, you can quickly snap a picture of a worksheet, of an exam, and then as soon as the bell's over, you disseminate it to dozens of your friends. And so taking, you know, back in the day, you know, that was much harder to do in much limited capacity. And so to have a greater integrity of the exams, the homework and stuff like that, we needed to do better to mitigate those opportunities for the students. There are others, but those, I think, were the four most significant that the current policy does well to confront.
Makes a lot of sense.
Hey, we had to dig those carbons out of the garbage bag.
Well, and I was going to say, back in the day, I always thought that what he described was cheating, but it's called academic dishonesty.
Well, you know, that's the polite term for it, Scott. Yeah, it's cheating. It's cheating, right?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Sorry. Is that
allowed? Less opportunity for cheating. Those are great best practices, and I bet there's a lot of parents, Pat, that are nodding their head right now.
Absolutely. You know, it's time for us to take control of this. You know, they designed our mobile devices to be entirely addictive, to capture our attention and to get us keep coming back. That's why all these apps are designed. They call them free. They're free, but you're the user. I mean, they call you a user, you know, and we call users drugs, you know,
users. Exactly.
This is a drug. When digital becomes a drug, you become the user. When digital devices are used as tools to help us become better human beings, to get smarter, to do things much better, that's a great use of digital. So remember, there's no guardrails for children. You know, there's guardrails for alcohol use. There's guardrails for prescription drugs. And this is wholly unregulated. So hats off to the school to say, you know what, we have to have some controls. We know that it's addictive. It's entirely addictive, and it's designed that way.
With due respect, Doctor, there are guardrails. It's principals and parents and clergy, right? So we need to step up to the plate.
That's exactly
and we
right.
need to give our children the guardrails that historically we have provided, but now, you know, with something new, we kind of have to navigate it as well. But we need to step into the breach and provide the support for our kids because they can't navigate it. They're not prepared for it, not to their own fault, but if anything, to our negligence.
Yes, and parents are addicted as well.
I mean, are the kids good with it? Have they been okay with it?
Well, so far, right?
Well, you know, you take dessert away from a child, you know, they're going to complain to a certain extent. I'm hoping that in 10 years they'll come back and say, Father, thank you. Right now we're not there yet.
Okay, well,
no,
that's
but
fair.
Courageous. Courageous. Scott, do you want to talk about the tips?
Yeah, I don't have enough time to go through all of them, but they're on your website, aren't they?
They are, dacmed.org. I would say create boundaries. The big, do you have no phone zones? Just a couple to think about.
Central charging station.
Yes.
Like that idea. They're all in one place. Yeah.
I will say, if you have a teenager and you allow that phone with them after bedtime, there's no hope. Okay, that phone must be confiscated from that child as they go to bed. Not even for like plagues of sins and vices,
right,
but bedtime.
That's a good tip. Well, I'm on social media. Thank you both. We're going to do this again in an ongoing series today.
John Hill, and I talked to Mike Lundell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We've got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers. $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0 and more. But great news. The MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Regular $80 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set only $39.99 with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for this special and many more. Or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Off your order.